Saturday never happened. Kenzie wanted it to, desperately. She'd been looking forward to their date, but Keith, her editor at the Miami Herald, had other ideas. Reed and their tentative reconciliation would have to wait. "I need you up there before the weekend," the hard-nosed newspaper man had told her. "There's a massive buzz about this wedding. Most of Washington's political elite will be there, as well as President Sullivan himself. If you can get a comment." He didn't need to elaborate. She knew her job. It might seem like the celebrity wedding of the year, a beautiful French supermodel marrying the president's youngest son. But there were undercurrents of suspicion, malice, and distrust. Warner Sullivan and his father were estranged, and it was no secret the family didn't look kindly on the marriage. Emmanuelle Lenoir was the illegitimate daughter of the late cartel boss, Maria Lopez, something Maria had been at pains to hide. Like most big secrets, it couldn't stay hidden forever. Kenzie had broken the story, indirectly. Her researcher, Raoul, had told their editor. She didn't blame him. He'd been new and eager to please, and Keith could be very intimidating if you got him on a bad day, or even on a good day, for that matter. A pang of guilt sliced through her as she stepped off the airplane and took her first gulp of New York air. It was not something she felt good about, breaking a trust, even if it was that of the infamous cartel boss. Kenzie had given her word, and that meant something. Still, in this industry, if you didn't splash it over the front page, somebody else would. And Maria Lopez's secret love tryst had been a scoop she couldn't afford to lose. A scoop her editor would not allow her to lose. The hard white sun blazed down on the runway, shimmering like a mirage. Heels, boots, suitcases, voices. Rolling, clacking, talking all at once. She longed for the calm of her hotel room. It had been an early start, the sun not yet up in Miami when she'd boarded the plane. Breakfast served at 30,000 feet in plastic containers, acrid coffee, synthetic milk. Normally, she didn't mind flying. It was a means to an end. New places, new faces, new stories. Plots to unearth and truths to find. But this flight lacked the familiar buzz of excitement. It might be because every mile was taking her further and further away from where she wanted to be, from whom she wanted to be with. She'd heard the disappointment in Reed's voice when she'd told him.
"Sure, if you have to go."
"It's only for a week. We can get together when I get back."
"Okay."
"It's a celebrity wedding. Ridiculous, really. The entertainment reporter should go, not me." A silence. "Reed, I'm sorry about this."
"It's okay. Catch you when you get back."
And that was it. He sounded tired, like he was done waiting, done hoping. That's all they seemed to do, wait and hope. Kenzie walked into the arrivals terminal and turned toward the baggage claim. She had to grab her suitcase. A celebrity wedding called for a designer wardrobe, so she'd packed her few items of clothing reserved for such occasions. An off-the-shoulder Oscar de la Renta cocktail dress, a Carolina Herrera poppy print gown, glittering shoes, and leather purses. If she were to rub shoulders with fashionistas and charm the president and his entourage, she had to look the part. Kenzie Gilmore, award-winning investigative reporter. That's who she was this week. Everything else, including her love life, could wait. Would have to wait. She collected her suitcase from the conveyor belt, squeezing in beside frazzled parents with one eye on their luggage, the other on their tired, irritable children. Businessmen and women with bony elbows and caffeine withdrawal scowls, and the occasional overexcited tourist. New York. The terminal was heaving. Summer was in full swing. Kenzie walked diagonally across the concourse to the nearest exit. A line of taxis catered to an even longer line of travelers. Reluctantly, she joined it.
"Never changes," the man in front of her grumbled. "I've wasted hours of my life in this line."
Had she? How many wasted hours had been spent at airports around the world? Mexico City, Rio de Janeiro, London, Rome, Paris, and further flung places on the globe. Manila, Bangladesh, Johannesburg. No, not wasted. Empty. Empty hours. A means to an end.